This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Anti-coup protests continued Wednesday in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, and are expected around the country despite the possibility of violence by the army and police. The protests are taking place in defiance of an order banning gatherings of five or more people. The UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned of the prospect for major violence as demonstrators gathered Wednesday to protest the military's seizure of power. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. Police filed a new charge against elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, a move likely to fuel further public anger. Suu Kyi, who was detained in the February 1st military takeover, already faced a charge of illegally possessing walkie-talkies, an apparent attempt to provide a legal veneer for her house arrest. The military coup has brought a shocking halt to Myanmar's fragile progress toward democracy, most visible in Suu Kyi's tenure as national leader. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be using his first ministerial meeting with NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that long-standing ties were at times strained under former U.S. President Donald Trump. Change in tone and approach, as senior U.S. defense officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United States and NATO are staring down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan and on how to best confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Yoshira Mori's replacement as president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee is expected to be named very quickly. The 83-year-old former prime minister was forced to step down last week after making demeaning remarks about women. There is pressure to name a woman to the post after Mori's comments. The Olympics open on July 23rd. Organizers say it will go ahead despite the COVID-19 pandemic, but the public in Japan is skeptical, with 80% saying the Olympics should be canceled or postponed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, said the path to diplomacy is open right now with Iran over its 2015 nuclear deal, but he would not address whether the Biden administration has had any direct engagement with Iranian officials. Asked if there was any move underway to resume direct diplomacy, Blinken pointed to the U.S. President Joe Biden's public stance that if Iran resumes compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal, so would the United States. In 2018, former President Trump abandoned the nuclear deal, which limited Iran's uranium enrichment activity to make it harder for Tehran to develop nuclear arms, an ambition Iran has long denied having in return for easing of U.S. and other sanctions. When Trump left the deal, which Iran struck with six major powers, he reimposed crippling sanctions on Iran's economy. Iran has told the U.N. nuclear watchdog it will scale back cooperation with it in a week, ratcheting up protests against U.S. sanctions, still choking its economy. Britain is expected Wednesday to call on the UN Security Council to push for temporary ceasefires and conflict zones to enable the rolling out of vaccines against the coronavirus. Britain holds the chairmanship of the Security Council this month. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has said his ceasefire resolution would also demand equitable access to coronavirus vaccines for nations around the world. In a statement, Raab emphasized the need to help inoculate more than 160 million people in conflict zones such as South Sudan, Somalia, and Ethiopia. Raab said nations have a moral duty to act and a strategic necessity to come together to defeat this virus. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.